listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, November 6th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Good to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. Now, before we get into tonight's topic, as always, we're going to read our 9 principles of belief. Those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And for tonight's topic, we are of course being joined by Dr. Kelly. And it's going to be the magic of being personable with Dr. Kelly.
Hello, everybody.
Just going to say, it's so good to have you here, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, good to be back. And it's good to see everybody in the chat room. Say hello to everybody there and those who are listening to the archives, too. So tonight, my topic is something we've actually discussed on this program many times, several times, that of being personable. And the reason I chose this as a topic is because it's a good reminder, for one thing, but it keeps coming up in my life experience, I guess. You know, in riding my bicycle, and I've mentioned this a number of times too, and I pass people. And and of course, I'm always an ardent student of human nature, human behavior, and all that. So I note how people respond to me or don't respond, and I think about it. You know, I study it. I try to learn from it. Try to learn about people, learn about human nature, and it intrigues me, I guess is a good way to put it, how different people respond to greetings from, you know, total strangers. So, you know, I'm riding my bicycle and along, and there'll be people who are walking, people who are riding bicycles, people who are jogging. And the other day I counted, I passed a total of 14 people that morning, and 13 of them, and I greet everybody. I said good morning to everybody, and all but one of them replied in some way. You know, either got a, you know, the guy nod, head nod, or, you know, hello, and, you know, in all different fashions. You know, some people smile, some people just say hello. One woman riding a bicycle just, rah, 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 you know, made some noise while chewing gum. But it's so interesting to me, and I thought to myself, you know, some of these people are very personable, and others, you know, it's like, okay, you said hello, so now I have to say something. So it's almost a forced morning, you know, like that sort of thing. And I got thinking about how important it was, how important being personable is in human relations. For example, if you go into any business, you know, you think about good customer service, right? Well, what does that mean? Well, a lot of times it's just the people being friendly with us. You know, they're not indifferent. They treat us friendly and they're personable and they're down to earth. And that's another aspect of being personable that I want to highlight is being down to earth, you know, and not, you know, way up in the clouds. And so anytime that we go into a business and they're personable and they're down to earth and they're friendly, you know, we always have a high opinion of that business and their customer service. And even if they make mistakes, but they correct them, you know, with a smile on their face and a song in their heart, so to speak, we still like them. We think, well, great. Yeah, they make mistakes, but hey, they corrected it. And so, you know, great customer service. That's what we're looking for. And that's what it takes to improve human relations. Of course, there's other things, but this is a great start. So if you think about, and we can learn some of the lessons of, you know, riding the bike and greeting people in the morning. Some people just, you know, grunt at me. Other people say, good morning, you know. I've even had a few who actually initiate the greeting before I do, which is unusual. But the other thing that I noted too is that I don't just say good morning, but I try to say good morning like I'm their long lost friend. You know, good morning, you know, how are you? And I'll even say that to some people if I'm passing their walk, you know, say, good morning, how are you today? And they say, good, and you? You know, good. So they really get into it. And it's always a better thing if you say it with feeling and with interest, because that's the point. We need to be interested in other people and interested in something other than just ourselves, which brings me to the point of not taking ourselves too seriously. And I'm going to talk more about that in a sec, because that factors in quite a bit on being personable and down to earth. So just to recap a little bit, you know, being personable, being down to earth, being friendly is magic. It's magic to your relationships. It will improve them. And it's a kindness and an honor to other people to have enough of an interest, to care enough to be friendly. And I've mentioned a number of times on this program that one of the greatest gifts that we can give to somebody else is just the gift of a good word. You know, a good morning, how are you? An interest, taking an interest in people, but the good word of encouragement. You know, wow, you did such a great job on that. Those kinds of things. You know, encourage people, compliment them. Because, I mean, we're all in this world. We're trying to make our way. You know, we daily face setbacks and victories and defeats and triumphs and hardships and all that stuff. You know, a lot of times it just gets you down. And when you see a smiling face and somebody who actually cares, it helps. It helps to lift the load or lift the burden, lighten the load. And so we want to be that force. We want to be that movement, that energy that helps to lighten things up. And because that lightens the load of the world, doesn't it? I mean, you lighten somebody's load a little bit, it lightens the load of the world. It lightens the energy around.
If I can just say, yeah, Dr. Edward has mentioned something in the chat. He says, I wonder if this age of electronic devices has anything to do with this behavior. We might be losing the ability to interact with fellow human beings. Good point, mm-hmm. Dr. Edward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely. And you know, I even talk about that in, which course is it, B3, the art of, what do I even name that? It's basically the art of being human in a technological world. And I talk about that. You know, people are so buried into their smartphones and tablets and all that stuff and texting and online. You know, you can get online and you can be anonymous and you can say anything you want. Who cares what they think? Who cares whether people have feelings or not? A lot of people don't care. But we should care because, again, it's about being personal and down to earth and caring about other people and what they think. And so let's examine another aspect of this. Okay, so I'm riding along the bicycle. I say good morning. And, you know, I had a guy jogging along. And joggers, I don't know why, but I get more absolute nothing from more joggers than anybody else. I suppose they're, you know, into their heads doing their jogging thing. This guy, you know, didn't say a word. I mean, I wasn't even there. Did nothing. And I'm thinking, now what motivates this fellow, you know, and people like him? What's going on? Is he deaf? Well, could be. It's possible. Probably not, but is it possible? Sure. But, you know, not all of the people who absolutely ignore me with, you know, to a fault are deaf. So what's going on in their heads? You know, they grew up in a city where nobody greets anybody. Well, you know, that's not necessarily true. Maybe their neighborhood they didn't, but that could be something. But what I got thinking about was that some of these people take themselves way, way too seriously. Way too seriously. They, you know, they don't care about anybody else to speak of. Not enough to even reply a good morning. Some people are like that. Not all of them. Most of them actually do reply something, but some of them are not. Some of them take themselves way too seriously. And that's something that we need to be on the lookout too. There's nothing wrong with saying good morning. You know, and of course, we always use discretion with everything, you know, and, but generally we greet people and say good morning. If you go to work and greet your coworkers or your family members or whatever, we do that. And people on the street, people in the store. In fact, speaking of the store, a few days ago I was in the grocery store and I was cooking along, you know, with my cart and grabbing some groceries and come around an aisle and there was another lady, middle-aged lady. And she was coming in and she almost hit me. We almost hit, you know, and she immediately said something like, you know, I tried to help or I tried to hit you. And I immediately said, well, try harder next time. You know, we both chuckled. She was witty and she was being personable and down to earth and she was being friendly. And that made an impression, you know. So we can say things like that to people. We can have those interactions without taking ourselves too seriously. Now, I will admit to another side of this whole thing, taking yourself too seriously. Sometimes, you know, I'm riding along and I you know, I'm just making a point to greet everybody. And when the people go by me and don't even say a word or, you know, like that one woman chewing gum and, you know, thinking, what is wrong with you people? You know, what is wrong with you? I mean, why? And I go through that in my head. Why? Because I'm human. But, you know, there's another reason why I do it. Because I take myself too seriously sometimes. Because it's not all about me and it's not all about them. It's about all of us trying to work together and trying to make a good life and to lighten the loads of everyone. So the bottom line here is don't take yourself too seriously. You know, lighten up about life, greet people, share some encouraging word, smile. In fact, I want to read to you something that was submitted by a student just the other day, a day or two ago, yesterday. In fact, a student named Scott, we'll call him Scott because, you know, that's his name. And he made a comment which I thought was, and it's one that I've read from a number of students over the years, but he said, over the week I realized that you cannot judge a book by its cover. And by the way, this is an assignment in our first course, B1 at IMHS, or course G50 at TFU. This is an assignment that they do to basically make a difference in the week. Anyway, he says, over the week I realized you cannot judge a book by its cover. Even though some people looked unfriendly and down in the dumps, all it took was a smile and a friendly hello to liven them up. The look on many people's faces went from glum to cheery within seconds, and several even stopped to have a chat, telling me how nice it was that some people still go out of their way to say hi. He continues, overall, I felt very fulfilled after this exercise, knowing that such simple gestures made a positive impact on many people. It also made me realize how disconnected many people in our communities feel because of the changing times where everything is so fast-paced and people are so self-absorbed, where they either don't have the time or won't make the time to acknowledge others. And that's really the point that I'm trying to make. Everybody deserves to be acknowledged. Everybody deserves to feel like they belong and they feel a part of. Any comments or questions?
I was just going to say, it's the greetings on the street and being nice and the moment at the store and things like that, it's all about acknowledging somebody else as a human being, acknowledging their presence and, in a big way, acknowledging their worth. as a living being. And that's at the core of it. And, of course, you know, different societies communicate in different ways, but it's about sharing that moment with somebody and being personable and opening up and, you know, doing with a smile and sharing that bit of joy. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think humor goes so far, too.
So far.
You know, it actually part of when you're talking about some of your experiences, Dr. Kelly, reminded me of shopping in Walmart, and there was this man with a cart. Oh, he was a nasty guy. He was just bulldozing around, and his poor wife is like, I don't know, 5 feet behind, and she wanted to look at things, and he's zipping around and butting into people. So finally she's passing. I just got out of the way, and she's passing me, and I whispered, he's why I'm not married. and she looked at me and said, I was in too deep by the time I figured it out. I'm stuck with it. And away she went. And I, you know, and honestly, I have to tell you, they were about 80 years old as well. So that added to the little bit of humor, but it was girl talk, you know, it was that little thing. And that's not meaning to be sexist. It was just one of those moments, and it was appropriate. I couldn't help myself because I thought he was funny. You see, again, if you don't take it too seriously and being calm even in really difficult moments, and I know that's really tough to do, it's like somebody who's not behaving really well, you'd say, whoa, something didn't happen last night. You know, honestly, I take it to a place where I just got to laugh it off, because we can't allow that to be a contagion. You know, it's if you go out in a day and you know that, oh, there's some weirdness out here, go home or find a nice safe place for a minute and collect yourself.
Yeah, get away from it.
Yeah,
well, I want to just follow up with – go ahead, Michael, and I'll follow up when you're done.
Oh, I was just going to say something to the effect of humor's great because so much of life is absurd and it's ridiculous and you can't get your head around it. But it's humor is your way to laugh at the absurd, laugh at the ridiculous, and being able to cope with it and be about your merry day. Once you realize, okay, yeah, the world's weird. It's a weird, weird place. It's super weird. All right, well, let's get on.
And then call a friend who's sane.
If you have one,
yeah.
Which
call
are sometimes in short supply.
Or touch base every Wednesday night. You know?
In this community, absolutely.
So to kind of close up this discussion, I do want to add one last thing about, okay, not everybody is as uninhibited as I am or assertive, but I wasn't always this way either. You know, I wasn't always the one to start off or initiate these greetings. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, I was more on the shy side, as a lot of kids are. But, you know, we can, you know, with kids, we're trying to find our way. We're trying to figure out where we fit in this mess, you know, and all that. And, you know, we just make our way. And we, at some point when we become adults, we kind of figure out that everybody's in this thing and everybody's trying to figure out where they fit in this world and this everything that's going on. And nobody's certain of anything. They can act like they are, but maybe they're not, especially kids. And so you just be yourself. And that's what we need to do. So regardless of whether you're a kid or a teenager or a young adult or a middle adult or older adult, be yourself, be assertive, you know, greet people. It's okay to say, hey, good morning, how are you? And shut up, you know, let them respond and mean it, you know. How are you? Well, good, I'm glad to hear that kind of a thing. Or if somebody says to us, how you doing? We say, good, and you? You know, we want to know how they are too. And so we need to be assertive and not be too shy, because life's way too short for that. And frankly, life's way too long for that. So be you, be assertive, be interested in other people. And if other people don't accept us, that's their stuff, not our stuff. Just like the guy who was jogging along and completely ignored me. I mean, he was good at it. He did a good job of ignoring the heck out of me. You know, that's his stuff. Yeah, it's his stuff, not my stuff. You know, he has to live with him, and I have to live with me, which is much easier because it just is. So be yourself and be interested in other people and shine your light on the world.
You know, I happen to know somebody who's just chronically miserable, and you got to feel sorry for them in a way. That's not a happy soul. You know, it's not just a mental or emotional disposition. It's a, they're just an unhappy soul. Yikes. You know, and you just hope he doesn't pass that contagion along.
Well, you got to be careful because misery loves company.
It does so.
It's it is contagious. And you know, just to kind of piggyback on all of this, first and foremost, enjoy and live and love life. Second, share that joy of life with other people around you, because that's going to make it even better, and it's going to bring joy to their lives. And third, don't ever, ever hold the laughter in. Got to laugh. Got to cash the happy checks, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No kidding. I agree. Happy checks.
Yeah, so.
It's been so good to have you back, Dr. Kelly. It's been nice to have you here.
Good to be back.
You know, and touch base with you. You know, kind of know you're doing okay. And I know the students, there's been some comments in the chat room. They're glad to hear your voice as well. So
good.
Well, and I know we're going to be seeing you at least on the first of the month, every month, if not more, if there's a good topic you want to talk about. But, yeah, we'll be seeing you at least once a month, and I'll be seeing you probably more often than that.
Probably so.
You do. Yeah. You do.
Well, thanks.
Well, but, oh, go ahead, Dr. Just, Hunter.
No, sorry. I said I did happen to write in the chat anybody who would like us to pull a card this evening, and maybe, Michael, we could do what we did not so long ago is pull two cards, like a supporting card.
Absolutely. So, well, let's do a couple of things. We're going to let people throw their names in chat. We're going to start a list. I mean, I'm going to start a list.
Yeah, and got my pen.
And, you know, a couple of things. First off, Happy Checks, I get that from a comedian, Pete Holmes. Great comedian, nice guy. But it's just to throw that out there for what it's worth. And another thing I'd like to address real quick, and the elder Dr. Kelly had mentioned this when he was talking, but Audra's in the chat with us, and she just mentioned that her son is a bit more of an introvert, and oh man, I know that. I lived that life for such a long time. I still live that life on a certain level. I've always been fine being by myself, you know, for a while. Then eventually I'll need to get out these days. But the one thing about it is there's one cure for anything in this life, and it's curiosity. Curiosity will drive you to your interests, your passions. And curiosity is what's going to lead you to the next level and lead your development. So just wanted to throw that out there.
But. Perfect. Michael, how would you like to start us out with William?
William, absolutely.
Nice to have you here, William.
All right. I need to get a quieter chair.
Funny.
William, I pulled number one, perfection.
Hmm.
Might have been a while. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. All right, and then we have a supporting card. This is going to be number 20, deliberate intent. Now, perfection I haven't seen in a while, but deliberate intent. That's been popping up a little bit more. It needs to be heard again. And the deliberate act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is that you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have, and release with patience.
That's a nice message. It is. Deliberate intent. Powerful. It is so. Wendy, I have pulled, as the first one here, Entropy, which is in the wildcard suit. And for those who may be joining us new, we have the Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Cards, written by Dr. Kelly on behalf of the church and the school. And they all have little messages in them that come from all of the course material and our principles of belief. So entropy for you, Wendy. Within the cycle of life, there are useful energies, which is low entropy, that can wane to uselessness, which is high entropy. Their needs stand still and their entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. It used to confuse me, you know, I have to inject this, that I used to think high entropy meant high energy and that was good, but it's the reverse when you're measuring entropy. So when one seeks to be a part of the solution rather than part of the problem, that lowers his or her personal entropy and the world's a better place. Now, the supporting energy to that for you, Wendy, is the indomitable power of the human spirit, which is number 10. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcome whatever obstacles stand in your way. She writes in the chat, I'm trying. You're doing it, Wendy. You're on your way. That's awesome. Okay, we have Dr. Edward next. Michael?
All right. And for Dr. Edward, your first card tonight is number 16, the continuity of life. I'm really happy to read this one. It's been a little while. But human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter can begin.
It's a good one.
All right. And the supporting card to that is number 24, Truth. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or in a direction. And I have to say, part of that card that I really, really love the most is discovering why you are who you are, in addition to knowing it. That's such a big part of it.
It is. You know, Dr. Kelly, while you're with us tonight, which is a great thing this happened, Dr. Edward wrote in the chat, one of these days it would be cool to hear Dr. Kelly tell the story of where the inspiration for the Oracle cards came from. You want to share that? I know you made mention in there that, you know, I certainly, you know, did my part to try and help you, but really, this is your body of work, so credit due where it's deserved. Oh, do we still have Dr. Kelly? I think he's left. I think he's left us.
Well, it shows that we should still have him linked up, but I think we might have an issue with the connection.
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
But,
well, let's carry on then. If he comes back, we'll have him talk
right.
about that. Otherwise, I'm going to carry on with Ronaldo. Ronaldo, you know, I love this one. Do no harm, do right, number 28, as the first pull here. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establish the foundation for all other principles. It's really a thing I check in with myself every day on that and live it. It's just part of the being. Now, your supporting energy to that, Ronaldo, is number 15, belief system and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting the belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. And really, that's a reminder for us all the time that we know the truth inside. It's what's true. But we intellectually and otherwise are gathering information. And, you know, we're just checking in with ourselves and becoming more conscious is what we're doing, is opening that at every level, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It's a great, great message there, Ronaldo. So, Audra and her son, Silas. We're very glad to have you here, Silas.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
For Audra, Michael?
Well, for Audra,
what have you got?
We have the wild card number 5, Don't Hate.
You know, we pulled that one last week too, didn't we?
Did we? Or I know we pulled Truth last week.
Mm.
It might have been the week prior.
From
or it might have been last week.
Who knows? Whatever.
We'd have to listen to the recorded audio tape to find out. But wild card number 5, don't hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to self and others. And that's a powerful opening card.
It is.
And let's see what we have to support that. We have number 15, belief systems, knowledge base.
How are we doing here? Have we got a connection issue? I think I lost you, Michael.
No. I've been leaving the cards in the book, and it makes it much harder to flip to the actual right page. Peek behind the scenes. But
so we did lose you for a minute.
I think, yes, I was lost to all of time for a moment. But belief system, knowledge base.
All right.
We each operate life from an existing belief system. And sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Yeah, that's a familiar one from earlier on, a few minutes ago, that I read. I had that one pulled out also for Wendy, I believe. Or,
Or
Ronaldo.
I've been focusing on the chat, and I was thinking to myself,
I
put down Invoke the Counselor within when you said I was going to go back and ask you about it. It wasn't 100%. And that's why I had to stop and ask myself. I was actually kind of waiting for you to chime in. After a second, I was like, I think that might have been the card. Little, I'm not hearing anything. I'm going to roll with it.
A little synchronicity going on here. You know,
yeah,
Silas.
Excellent card.
Silas, I'm going to tell you, one of those mysterious little things happened as I was pulling some cards for you. Three of them popped out at once. So if you'll bear with me, I think you're going to find this interesting. The first one is about relationships, number 40. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They're not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship regardless of who it's with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship or to the relationship of one thing to another. So that's interesting. So it's like looking at how, you know, relationships in general, and the win-win, of course, is huge in that. The second card that jumped out was number 11, awareness. Now, every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, their knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. So continue to increase your awareness of yourself and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude. That's pretty powerful. But here's where the magic really happens. This is the blank card. We have in the inner oracle deck, there is the wild card suit. And one of them is blank. Number 9, drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you're seeking. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It's all that you desire anything to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. So dig deep, for your answers lay within. Whew, that kind of gives me chills, and I got the hair in my arms just standing up, Michael. That's a great message.
It is a great message, and it means a lot coming from you as well, being as intuitive as you are. I'd say that hopefully very much resonates. It's always been one of my favorites as well, the blank.
You know, I love that because life is what we choose it to be. And, you know, in keeping with Dr. Kelly's topic this evening, you know, a smile can go a long way. That's a choice that we make. You know, we're making decisions every day, in every moment of every day. How am I going to manage this moment? And, you know, look, let's be real. Some moments suck and some things in life suck.
No.
there's moments.
Say it isn't so.
But, you know, here's the thing. You got to laugh with that. And as you said, Michael, earlier, curiosity. Like, how is this going to turn out? Like, don't you just wonder sometimes how this is going to turn out? Mm-hmm. You know, or what's going to happen next? So no matter how serious things may feel, it's still be curious. And that changes the attitude to hopeful. And then from there, you can start to feel a little bit of uplifting and joy. And there's your smile back. Mm-hmm. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I'm going to give it my best effort. That's all you can do.
That's right. You know, as for why a lot of people might not always smile or keep to themselves or really be afraid to engage, I think that's what it's about. Fear of being turned away, fear that, you know, it's going to cause a problem. But that's such a small part of life, and you can't let that prohibit you from enjoying life, enjoying the connection with other people or other things. And it's life is a blank canvas in many ways. We build and make the world we want to live in, the world that we want to exist. Every day, yeah. with every action, we are creating a new world that did not exist yesterday. And
well said, Michael.
Thank you. I should probably write that down, but I'm not going to. We'll see if it pops up again.
Hey, listen, did Dr. Kelly happen to reconnect with us or no?
I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Thank you. I'm glad you're back. I don't know if you heard the question that Dr. Edward had asked earlier.
I read it.
Good.
About the inspiration.
You're the one to best tell the story, if you don't mind sharing.
Is my sound quality okay? Because I'm not on my headset.
Sound great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question, Dr. Edward. Years ago, I was familiar with the tarot cards, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have some cards kind of like those to use as a learning aid, as something to get you thinking. And so that's where the initial idea came from, but I didn't do anything with it for, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, something like that. One of my students, one of my graduates, she was an artist. She's an artist. And she's a great, great person. And she had started doing her cards. And she was drawing pictures of her own, for her own purposes. And she had shared them with me. And she did a good job on them. And it kind of rekindled my interest in doing something along the lines of that, sort of like tarot, but it kind of evolved into something different than tarot. It's the same thing, only different, really. Tarot gets you thinking, and that's what these are for. But they're more, of course, centered around everything that we teach in our schools and the church and all that. So I basically set about coming up with what the cards would be. Dr. Hunter helped me with a lot of the writing of them and refining some of the different topics and things. And then I came up with I didn't actually do the artwork. I found the artwork and the royalty-free artwork that we used in it and set them all up in Photoshop and got them camera ready, so to speak, for printing and had them printed. So that's the story.
Well, I think it's a great story because everything, what it does say too, is everything in life is in development. And even an idea that doesn't take off right away, a little bit of prodding or a little bit, another little synchronistic moment. And you had all the tools and then you created from that. And then it found its timing. So, they've been a great aid to us for years now. And I know I sure appreciate them.
Yeah, they've been great. It's been 4 or 5 years now. Still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. I was just muted. That's why you could hear me off in the distance. That's why you knew there was something wrong.
But one of the great things about these cards that we've talked about so many times is truly how synchronistic or it's mystical to me in a way, how they repeat the messages and they're in keeping with our topics or how we're interpreting them somehow. Mm. And very often some cards will repeat. Fascinating.
Well, it's a fascinating example about how there's so many probabilities. The math says that each time you shuffle a deck of cards of that number, you're going to get a order that you've never seen before, ultimately. So the statistical odds of that happening are pretty low. And I think that sometimes energy is just flowing and it needs to connect these two individuals or these two thoughts or groups or community, and it will express itself through whichever medium you're using. And use this medium.
Audrey just made a point, and I'd like to share it before we close this evening. She said to Dr. Kelly, thanks for sharing the story. She said, I have ideas that sit on the back burner, and sometimes it feels like I should just forget about it when it takes too long to come to fruition. Now, that's we can all heed that one, Dr. Kelly, don't you think?
Well, let me comment on that. I understand exactly what you're talking about. That's happened many times to me. And the reason that it's happened, that happens, is because something is missing. And in Dr. Hunter, you said a few minutes ago that the time finally came. You know, I forget how you put that, but it was well put. And the time finally happened. It came at the right time. So when you put things on the back burner, they're just not coming to fruition. It's because you're missing some component. That means you need to do either more research, or you need more life experience in a certain area that will then complete it or connect it so that you can then bring it to fruition.
That's a great point to make. You know, we're always learning, and there just might be a piece of that puzzle that we don't have yet.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're always learning. It's a process that never stops, that we're going to be on this journey of education and learning throughout our lives in many different fields.
Yes,
I plan
indeed.
To do it for at least another, you know, 100, 150 years. So, you know, we'll touch base in about a century and see how things are going.
Oh, man, I'm going to have such a big waddle by then. Oh, my God.
Technology's going to come along. We'll be more machine than human. It'll be fine, though. It'll be a good trip.
Probably. What a great evening. Thanks for the visit, everybody, and the conversation, and Dr. Kelly to be here. That's exciting.
It's been
fun.
Yeah, it's been a great night. And, you know, I'm looking forward to our discussion next week. And I think we're going to have a really great topic of, you know, discussing. What's your topic, Dr. Hunter?
Well, we're going to talk about something that very often people like to avoid. But honestly, we're going to make it as lighthearted and informational as possible. Nothing too somber, but, you know, more direct. And we're going to talk about the process of dying and, you know, what that looks like and how we experience that. And I've had some experience working directly in a funeral home this year, and which I got to tell you has been such a privilege, and I've learned so much. And I'd like to share some of that experience with you and from all aspects that, you know, that we can look at.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a very informative and I think a very soulful discussion. It really gets at the heart of a big part of the human experience that's universal. But
indeed.
Great topics tonight about being personable, about sharing the joy that you have with other people. We went through a lot of great cards. We were happy to have everybody joining us. Happy to those that are joining us for the first time. And we look forward to everybody joining us next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night, everybody.